Good morning and Shubha Navami to all our listeners. Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Mohana Basu, special correspondent at the Print, and today I talk about why the effective reproduction number or R value in West Bengal has gone up above 1 amidst Durga Puja festivities. After remaining steady at 0.96 throughout the months of August and September, the R value in West Bengal this week rose to 1.01, the highest among the 10 states with the top active case count. It represents the average number of people who get infected from one sick person. R needs to be below 1 for the epidemic to come to an end. For India, the value of R fell to 0.90 this week from 0.91 last week. However, the R for West Bengal, where Durga Puja festivities are in full swing, R has crossed the threshold of 1. For India, the value of R fell to 0.90 this week from 0.91 last week. However, the R for West Bengal, where Durga Puja festivities are in full swing, has crossed the threshold of 1. Compared to last year, Durga Puja in the state this year is being celebrated with much less restrictions, with media reports highlighting that huge crowds have been thronging the pandals and the streets over the last week. In fact, it was last week itself that the value of R for the city of Kolkata went up to 1.06, according to Sitapra Sinha, a researcher at the Institute of Mathematical Sciences in Chennai, who has been tracking R since the beginning of the pandemic. In fact, the neighboring state of Odisha, where R was 0.88 last week, also saw a rise in R to over 1, although an exact estimate could not be made for the state. R value is influenced by a number of factors, including how infectious a disease is, how long people remain sick, and how many people come in contact with a sick person. With crowds gathering, the R goes up, thereby driving up infection numbers. As of Wednesday, West Bengal had 7,672 active cases in the state. However, this rise did not have an effect on the overall R for India, as most states in India continue to be below 1. Both Maharashtra and Kerala saw a rise in R values, although the numbers continue to remain below 1. For Maharashtra, R was 0.89 last week, which rose to 0.96 this week. For Kerala, R rose from 0.85 last week to 0.87 this week. Other states with high active cases showed downward trends. Mizoram, for example, has R at 0.77, the lowest in over a month, reduced from 0.94 last week. The R for Andhra Pradesh has also reduced this week from 0.85 last week to 0.83 this week. Although the numbers in metro cities are fluctuating too much for an accurate estimate of R, Sinha said that the R for Kolkata is at 1.06. Mumbai and possibly Chennai also have R more than 1. While Durga Puja festivities are drawing to an end, several key festivals, including Chhath Puja and Diwali, will soon follow. Compared to last year, these festivals are expected to be celebrated with limited restrictions, but it would be prudent to keep following COVID protocols, including wearing masks, avoiding large crowds, especially in indoor spaces, to prevent another disastrous COVID wave. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at The Print, signing out of The Print AM. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m. for the top news story of the day.